What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy July 31st to you all. Hey, so tomorrow is the beginning of National Psychic Week. Seriously, starting tomorrow. And it would do me a huge solid if y'all would take a minute and download my app. If you've ever called into my radio program before, if I've ever given you advice that allows you to consider, you might want to download my app, Dice Wisdom, dicewisdom.com. It's in the overview of my show description, but dicewisdom.com allows you to ask questions right in your phone. It's like having an intuitive reader right in your phone. It's $1.99 to download it, and you can ask as many questions as you want. The other thing is tomorrow also happens to be August 1st. The 1st of the month, the 10th of the month, or the 19th of the month are the perfect days to start 9-Day Energy Reset. So if you're looking to actually have things shift or change or attract to you what you really want in this lifetime, you might want to follow that guide. Just a couple dollars to download it off Amazon.com, 9-Day Energy Reset. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 401 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hi, 401. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question for me today?
I've been going through quite a bit of, financial setback here, and especially coming into the first of the month. I'm actually waiting on my benefits to be released. I was discharged from work the day that I moved to a new state and started a new life. So
wow.
I'm trying to figure out the same day I moved into the house. And and since then other things have, fallen wayside. I'm trying to stay positive, and it's also, there's a guy here too that I've met along the way, which is pretty positive. So I'm just asking in general maybe.
Okay.
What you see as a direction in
okay, so you sound like you got a lot going on there, Jessica. You might want to think about having a full session. So here's what I'm going to address with you, is I'm going to address the money issue because that's the one that seems to be the most important to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's saying here is, first and foremost, we go into the gratitude vibration that you're actually living in the place that you really want to live. So we're going to start with that, okay? So the fact that there was a disruption and that you moved and all of that has happened now, and now you're in the mm-hmm. place that you actually really are supposed to be in. The other thing mm-hmm. to be grateful for is the fact that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so so we start mm-hmm. with those two elements of gratitude. Now, here's what it says. There is a delay on your benefits, and I'm getting mm-hmm. 5 to 8 days for the delay on benefits. So there's mm-hmm. there's something that happens in the next 5 to 8 days. So I would be the queen of cage rattling for the next 5 days, starting on Monday. You reach out to whoever is responsible, and mm-hmm. each time you call, you are even more grateful and polite that you get to talk mm-hmm. to somebody. I'm so happy that mm-hmm. I get to talk to you. There's a delay in my benefits. I have rent due right now. I'm really mm-hmm. in a tough spot. How can you help mm-hmm. me? Okay. Mm-hmm. The other thing, mm-hmm. the other statement I love to use with people is, if you were me, what would you do?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So if you're talking to somebody mm-hmm. and you're saying, if you were me, what would you do with the resources that you know, the fact that you're great at what you do, if you were me, what mm-hmm. would you do? That's the thing
right.
that you ask. Now, here's the other thing. This is saying that there's somebody connected with you, friends or family, that would loan you the money you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And that's the last of the last.
So I think it's time to ask for that loan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what you say to this person is, I'm expecting my benefits within the next couple weeks, next mm-hmm. 2 to 3 weeks. You say, I'm expecting mm-hmm. my, you know, I like the under promise, over deliver kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, vibration.
I understand.
So you're going to call and say, my benefits are supposed to be coming within the next 2 to 3 weeks, and I mm-hmm. promise as soon as they come in, I'll pay you back. But I am really in a tight spot right now, and I need a loan. Now, don't be mm-hmm. surprised if the person that gives you the money makes it a gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, we're
you have
on
a habit.
Angle. Yeah.
Fabulous Jessica, my lovely, wonderful, fabulous Jessica. As I'm talking, you keep going, like you're rushing me to get to the end of a sentence.
Oh,
I want you to stop
doing
that when you're talking to anybody. You actually want them to finish their entire thought before you comment. Because you got to remember, I'm an intuitive. I'm going to jump right into and be as direct as possible because I don't have a lot of time with you here on the radio. But I'm telling you, if you break that habit, more people will want to help you.
I've gotten a lot of help. I think it's my ADHD, honestly. But, yes, I understand
what
you're saying.
What are
and
you,
I
around 40?
I will be as polite as possible.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Jessica, you're around 40?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So there are people that are in their 50s and 60s. That are having an even more difficult time finding a new opportunity, specifically because of their age. You actually need to start looking at your age as though you're the perfect age to be hired. And that you don't point it out to anybody, you just sit in that vibration. I'm the perfect age to be hired. I'm responsible. I'm not one of those flighty millennials that take a job and then doesn't show up. Do you know, I have to tell you this because you're making me think of this, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Do you know the people in the casinos in Las Vegas that are union and are basically wiping down the slot machines and cleaning the ashtrays, do you know they make $20 an hour?
No, I mean, but I can believe it. I can't believe it.
They make $40,000 a year basically for just walking around and wiping off the machines and picking up the glasses and, you know, making things mm-hmm. tidy. It's a very low-stress job, being friendly to people if they happen to look them in the eye. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. This is saying that there's some really good news connected with a career or job opportunity for you in the next 5 to 8 days. Now, you're my first caller, so I can spend as much time as I want with you, which is why I am. So here's what I'd like you to do. Today, when we get off the phone, I don't want you calling some other psychic show here on Blog Talk. I just want you to go on your LinkedIn profile and update it. All right? I want you to add from your last job every single thing you've ever done, even if you've only done it once. So if you've trained people, you add that to your last job description, and you add it to your skills. If you've ever been to a trade show and helped at the trade show booth, you put trade show sales. You actually start event planning. You put every single thing, even if you've just done it once, if you're part of the safety committee or the employee, you know, appreciation, you know,
gotcha,
holiday party committee, you start adding that to your profile, all right? The other thing you want to do is you want to connect with every single person you have ever breathed on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Because I actually think there's good news connected with a job because you have something to celebrate in the next 8 days. So, and that's kind of a powerful number, August 8th, 8-8, very, very wonderful date. Think about it. The number 8, when you turn it on its side, is the infinity symbol. So I want you to redouble your efforts in the next 8 days. And here's the thing. No act of kindness is ever ignored. Every act of kindness is a gift. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is that there are people that are going to be here to help you that are basically paying back your own karmic giving.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
The next 5 to 8 days are blessings falling on you if you let them. And all you have to do is say, I'm struggling right now. I should be able to pay you back within the next 2 to 3 weeks. If they send you a couple $1,000 and say it's a gift, accept it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay?
Okay.
That's what you say.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, honey bunny.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so
See
much.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, by the way,
bye-bye.
I mean honey bunny in the HR appropriate way.
Oh, okay.
All right. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Thanks.
All right. Got somebody here from the 610 area code. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tonette calling.
Hi, Tonette. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yes. Okay.
What's your question for me today?
Okay. I would like to know if Christine is actually going to move into my apartment in the month of August.
No. She's according to this, Christine's being a bit of a flake, and it has to do with a boyfriend or a guy.
A what?
There's a guy connected with Christina or Christine that is helping her flake from her commitment to move in with you.
Okay.
So I would like you to have a plan B. So here's how I would do it with your friend, Christina.
Christine, yeah, she's getting evicted from her apartment, and she lives in the same complex as me, and I offered to let her stay in my place. So I doubt she's going to have, she doesn't have credit, it's going to be very hard for her to get an apartment.
Yeah, the reason why I'm telling you that there's sort of a flaky vibration here is she's coming up reversed. So should she move in, I'm not getting the best vibe from her. Though I love your wonderful energy about being there to help her, what it's saying here is there's a real flaky vibe about her, which means if she's going to move in, you need to make it very clear she only gets to move in for a certain amount of time.
See, we're involved in a relationship. She gave me a diamond engagement ring, a diamond teardrop necklace, and diamond earrings.
I'm telling you there's something weird here. Don't go into the all-in vibe. There's something weird here. And the funny thing is that.
Do you feel she's involved with this male? Like, is she in a relationship with somebody else other than myself?
Hold on. There's a guy that she has unfinished business with.
Okay.
And he's not a very focused or scattered person. I'm sorry, he's a very unfocused and scattered person. He's somebody that he would be the dude that would pee in the punch bowl. All right. There's something about this guy that is, it's like her kryptonite. If you were Superman and you were by kryptonite, you would be weak around kryptonite. There's something about this man that makes her weak.
I don't know. I never see a man near her or by her apartment or nothing.
I'm just telling you that the vibration of her is very the vibration I'm getting, Tonette, is that she's very scattered. She's got a lot going on. There's there's just some stuff here. And the fact that there is a relationship going here, I just want you to make sure that the relationship starts to go in the direction of true friendship, of people stepping up to be responsible in the relationship, because right now it's sort of in fantasy mode, and that's the thing that has me worried.
Right. I don't know why she would give me this diamond engagement ring back in February if she's flaky or whatever or with this other man or whatever you're saying.
I'm just telling you there's somebody here, or he just this card just might represent her scattered, unfocused vibration. Okay, so I'm telling you, this woman can be very compelling.
Okay.
And I just want you to make sure you're taking just a tiny step back and looking at the relationship a bit more like a business deal and not heart first. I want you to put your head in there a little bit more and not your heart first.
Well,
and I don't usually say that to people.
Yeah. She called me a couple weeks ago, and I didn't have the diamond engagement ring on, and I was out checking my mail because I had gotten out of the shower, and I take the ring off. I don't want to lose it down the drain. And she literally flipped out, grabbed my ring finger, came out of her apartment, grabbed my ring finger,
bend
it back and said, why don't you have the ring on? And oh my God, she made a big scene with the mailman.
There's something here that you're not aware of, that I just want you to be a little bit more focused, okay? Because what I keep getting here is you've got somebody that is sort of desperate to be connected.
Okay.
She's in a bad space right now. If your karmic love is just to help guide her in another direction, with you or without you,
right?
It's okay. Okay, but
right, because people have given people have given me the advice that I should give the jewelry back. I could set her off horribly. Putting all the jewelry in an envelope and taping it to her door, saying, you know, I don't think it's going to work
out. I'm just telling you, she's in a very weird place, Tonette, and you might want to have a full session with me because I got to go to my next call. All right.
Okay.
All right, honey bunny. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you later. Okay. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. I'm so glad I caught you. This is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, Long Island.
Hi, Tanika, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Tanika. What's your question?
Hi. I'm just wondering about career and love. I applied to two jobs. I actually went to an interview this past Monday at a job, and I was really hoping that – this will be the way to just get out of where I work. Because where I work, I really am just at the end of my rope. It's becoming worse and worse for me. I want to move from New York and move to Florida so bad. I'm not saying this next job will be the way, but just to get out of there.
Okay, so
great.
here's the thing.
And I'm just wondering.
Wait, hold on, Tanika. I'm going to answer just the question about your career. If you'd like to explore other things, you're going to call me for a full session. But let me explore career for you specifically because of a card that's coming up in your cards, all right? In every tarot deck, there's a card that's called the World, all right? It's the best card in the deck. What it literally means is that your goal of where you want to be, so if it's Florida, you where you want to be, all you do is you keep beaming the idea of Florida into your head. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, I would not want you to use love as a decision to make the move. I want you to use your career. Yeah. It's your career that's the decision about any kind of move. And then love finds you no matter where you are. okay? But what it's saying is that there is good news coming on the heels of disappointment. So you've already been incredibly disappointed over the last 3 months, and I'm telling you that there's some good news coming to you by the 21st of August, all right? And you might have been listening when I took the first caller today where I talked about beefing up your LinkedIn profile so that you, if you've done anything once, you put it in your job description from your last job or your current job, and you start listing skills of the things that you really want to do moving forward in your skill set, and then you start connecting with anybody you've ever breathed on LinkedIn. But I actually see that there's going to be an invitation to a job coming to you. Now, the last job you interviewed at, do you really want it?
Yeah, I kind of do. I had a dream that I was going to go there, and they're around the corner from where I work now. Just the people seem nice. It's a rheumatology place where people get blood transfusions. I mean, of course, you know, that's not a field that I'm dreaming about being in, but just the office and the people seem nice.
Okay, so here's what I would do. Have you ever heard of a donut ambush?
No, but I sent them thank you cards.
Okay, so what you do, I love that you sent handwritten thank you cards. Most people don't do that, and I think that's really awesome. What I would do Monday morning about 9:30 or 10 a.m., I would take a break from your current job. I would have donuts in my car, and I would take those donuts, because you'll pick up the donuts on your way to work, at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, you're going to take a break from your job and say, oh, I've got to run an errand real quick, I'll be right back. You go in your car, you get 2 dozen donuts, and you take it to the place you interviewed at with a little, and to the receptionist, you say, I just want to let you know how nice it was to meet you guys last week. I just wanted to bring you some donuts today.
Okay.
All you want to do is have people remember you right now, which you're pretty unforgettable, but let's do a little sweet something because it won't hurt. I actually think the new job's coming to you within 3 weeks.
That would be great. I'm praying.
All right, gal pal. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey bunny. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 718. Hello, 718. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Honey Bunny.
Which Honey Bunny?
My name's Tommy. Mona, how you doing today?
Oh, hey, Tommy. What's your question?
My question is, what do you see in my love life? Do you see anything happening with Marina?
Let's see. Marina needs a lot of freedom, Tommy. Here's the thing. I get this this delighting in her quirkiness, accepting her for who she totally is, and not trying to change her. She's a delightful, wonderful, inspirational, lovely woman here, Tommy. And the more you delight in exactly who she is, the more this relationship can move forward. The funny thing is this is saying that she's focused not only on what makes her happy personally, but what satisfies her professionally. So there's something that she's going toward professionally that you have to be very cooperative and supportive and loving about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So the more supportive and loving and fabulous and encouraging you are about where she wants to move forward, then the more likely she's going to want to choose you.
Okay.
Okay. So, in other words, this is not somebody, she's on a momentum right now. And what it's saying here is that you've gone through an awful lot of crap in the last year and a half, Tommy. And so here's this bright spot. Here's this lovely person. And again, this is the more, I don't want you to be casual in the point of being disconnected. I want you to be casual in the point of it's almost like you're allowing her to take the lead in the relationship without you being at all pressured. So this would be somebody that I would say, you know, hey, you know, we haven't gone to the movies together. Let's go to the movies, right? And she'd be open to that. So it's the more experiences that you can do with her, the more she's going to bond with you. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, my friend.
Do you see us going on a cruise today? We were supposed to go on a boat today. You see that happening?
There's a weird energy in your cards about sometimes she suddenly cancels.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to take that personally.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if she's going to cancel on you or not. But what I would do is I would reach out and say, hey, we're supposed to do a little cruise today. Is that still good for you? Give
mm-hmm.
her an opportunity to cancel, but make it very casual about how you ask.
Right. Okay.
All right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for the call. See you.
Have a good day,
okay.
Mona. Bye.
You too. Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.